Welcome to another installment of That's Not the Point podcast. I'm your girl Tosh in the States, and across the way is my girl Gia. What up, G?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. How's the weather there today? I feel like we always need to do like a weather check-in.
You know what? I was talking too much. Last time I was on, I'm like, oh my God, the weather's never been so good. Everybody in my city is so happy. Everyone's smiling on the buses, waving on the trains. It was great. And then all of a sudden, the rain came back and it's not letting up. So this is where we're at. And it's the weekend. And I think the whole weekend is a wash. So that's where we're at. What's going on in the States? What's happening by you?
We've been having like rain too. The air quality's poor, so we're dealing with that. But you know, trying to make the most of it. I don't know that it's like a beach day, but
yeah.
Have you done any cool? What have you been doing? Did you do anything last night?
No, I did a big bowl of nothing. giant bowl. So I stayed in with the hubby. I just didn't feel like going out, and it's crazy, and I deserve it. If people stop calling me to hang out with me, I have no one to blame but myself, because I'm constantly flaking. I'm always like, yeah, next time. And sometimes I pray for bad weather, so I really don't have to go out. Nature canceled, you know, but over here, they're like, you better get used to this rainy weather and this cold weather if you're going to live here and you have to go out at the same time. And I'm like, I can't do both. I could be home and just drink some wine or watch some Netflix. I'm old person. I think people fail to realize that I'm old and just tired. From what? I don't know, but I am. So this is where I'm at.
But you've been pretty good. You have been making plans and going out, though, on the regular. I think at least like on average once a week.
Yeah.
You definitely take advantage of the good weather, which is good.
Yeah, I force myself. So I force myself to go out even though I don't want to. So, but you didn't make it to the beach, but you are having some fun times in the summer.
I'm having fun. I'm doing local stuff. Like I've been doing a lot of bowling, which I'm really getting into. I feel like I'm not half bad. And so I've been doing that. And last night, so we're like, we haven't talked much about food on here, or have we? I don't know, but we're like big foodies. Like you, you go knee deep into like food dishes, eating like fish and like bony meats, and I eat gizzard, like, you know, it's like the Portuguese Haitian like persuasion background you get, you know. So I had oxtail for the first time last night, and it was amazing. Yes.
I wish I was there for many events that go on back home, but to actually see oxtail is like something I feel like I missed. I feel like I should have been a part of that, like watching you just pick it up and just like, juicy.
I didn't pick it up. I forked it, but everyone was forking it. But it was like, it was doable. It was doable. Yeah. It wasn't like too bony, too messy. It was good though. Yeah. But I can imagine like home cooked, spicier, like that shit's probably amazing. I mean, what I had was very good. But yeah, it was my first time trying it. And it was like, it was the bomb. It was good.
Yeah, you guys were out also, so everybody's on their P's and Q's and like forking it. But because it's so bony, sometimes you're just like, let's stop with the pretenses and you just pick it up because it's such a weird cut. Oh my God, I was craving oxtail once, and it's never something I made because it's very like you have to braise it. It takes so long. So I went to a butcher here in Germany, and I was like, listen. I Googled the word. I forgot what the word was. And I was like, I need oxen. I'm showing him a picture of a literal ox. And I'm like, here. So I'm showing him like a picture of a oxen at the end. So I'm like, yeah, let me get that. He's like, cool. Yeah, of course we got that. And I forgot the German word. I can never think of these words. And he goes and he gives me like a slab of meat. And he was like, here, do what you must. And I'm like, no, brother, you have to slice this for me. Like, do you think I have a saw at home to cut like meat? What do you think is happening here? What do you think I was gonna cook it like it's a ham? No. I'm like, you need to cut it up. I was like, yo, these Germans. He's like, what are you gonna do with it? I was like, well, I finally got the courage to be like, could you just please cut that up just a little bit more? So he made these ridiculous slices, like Osco Busco slices. If Osco, you see Osco Busco, it looks the same. It's like a big bone in the middle and like all this fleshy meat around it.
That's what we had.
Yes, but it's probably smaller bite-sized bites. Am I right? Yeah. Or was it big fat bites? Yeah, this guy made some big, like, look like pancake bites. Like they were just like big circles, disc of meat. I was like, this is not how oxtails work. So I had to try to go home and do the best I could. It was all jacked up, but I loved it. So I'm not trying to do that again here. When my German gets better, I'm always when the German gets better, but it's never getting better.
I went to the Costco again this week. And I love how you're like, oh, right, okay, so get your chicken and then call me back. So it was like the one time that I wasn't there for a rotisserie chicken. I was there for a blow dryer. And you're like, they sell blow jars? And I'm like, girl, this is what I've been trying to tell you is that they sell everything.
But my family, we've always been card-carrying members, proud card-carrying members of BJ's or Costco. That's been our thing. But I haven't been living home for so long. You have to go to 18 different places to get your things here in Germany or in Europe. You know that, visiting home. You can't just get a blow dryer the same place you get a rotisserie chicken. That's not a thing here. You got to travel. If I was home, it would make more sense. Oh, yeah, but I didn't see it at the same time. Every time I think about these like places, I always think about like giant, massive jars of peanut butter. That's all I remember.
Yes.
That's what I do know. So when you said blow dryer, totally took me off guard.
I know, it threw you off. I will be getting a chicken probably midweek this week just to keep the endorsement manifestation going. There will be a chicken in my weekly dinner schedule this week.
Speaking of chicken, today, just today, when I was traveling from my gym, I was talking to a friend of mine. And he was like, oh, I have to try this new recipe with you for rotisserie chicken. He was like, you kind of marinate it in mayonnaise. And I was like, what do you think? I know.
Yeah.
That's what I said. And I'm like, why can't you put mayonnaise? It doesn't sound bad if you think about it. It gets the oil going, gets a lot of, I think I'm going to try it maybe tomorrow.
All right.
Let you know how that
Let me know how it goes. Mayo is something we never have in the house. We don't really use, like, we're not really mayo fans, but I feel like mayo is something you could add, like, mix in with dressings and other things. So maybe I haven't given it like a real chance, but let me know how that recipe turns out.
I don't know who hates mayo so much. People are like,
people do.
It's like egg and oil. And I'm like, what do you hate about it so much? People bake with it. They're like, oh, use mayo instead. When you have like a store-bought like cake thing, to use mayo instead of like the oil and the egg. And I'm like, oh, it sounds like a nightmare, but it's pretty good. I love aioli. So it's like almost
Yes. That's what I'm saying. See, as part of a mixture, it does taste good. I just never think to use it as such.
I know. We both have to try it and see what happens.
We do.
Yeah.
One of the things that we were talking about, but I didn't realize it was like the 50th anniversary of hip-hop. Yep. And you brought it to my attention. So then we were like, okay, we need our top five all-time rappers.
Absolutely.
Celebrating hip-hop.
It was all over my feed. Like, I never know what's going on television. 50 years. So I love that it's from New York. Big up New York, our city. That's our town. That's our place. So big it up. So I saw highlights, performances, but I know for a fact that Busta Rhymes got a huge shout out, and he made a beautiful speech about hip hop. Made me think about who are rappers who influenced our lives when we were growing up, who we loved, and who doesn't get credit. They just like rappers coming in out of our lives, and we're just like, oh, I loved him, past tense, you know, or her. So I know Busta Rhymes is on probably my top five. He's five. So
yeah, how about you? Added him too.
You did. Don't steal my girl.
No, I can't. Well, one of the saddest things that I realized, I don't know if it's because I was thinking like, okay, going back 50 years, but I realized the people that I put down as far as rappers, they were all dudes.
Crazy.
Which is like very shameful of me. Like, I don't.
Off pod, guys. Tasha's like, I just did my list. Hey, and she like really realized when she finished it, like she really had no females. Dude, when I was coming up on my list too, I was getting towards the end and I'm like, oh my God, I really don't have women rappers. And I felt really bad about that. We had our little Kims and we had our Foxys, but it's like they came in.
Should do a male and a female list.
My list is going to be really short for female because actually it's not. Actually, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. We had enough to choose from. We did. I don't know any of these new girls out here, but I know for a fact we did have our female rappers. So I'm going to continue. So I got Busta. You have Busta too.
I did.
I made it to Eve. And she was like,
I'm putting her on my female list. I have to do two.
You're going to do two. Okay, I feel you. I get it. I just think I loved her swag. I loved her look. Yes. Everything about her. I love that she came to the game. She gave us massive hits. She looks amazing. Then she was like, I'm going to go marry this billionaire.
Right. Like she dominated whatever field she entered. And then she was like, I'm out and I'm good.
Beyond good. Yeah. He's a billionaire with a B. If y'all don't know, a B billionaire, like billionaire. And I'm like, she is very good. She doesn't have to go into a studio ever again. She doesn't have to do anything ever again. I heard she just had her a baby with him. And they were together for a long time. Yeah, she was claiming stepmom status for so long, and now they have their child together, and I'm just so happy for her. She's the ideal artist as far as like how this whole industry goes, because she's good and she carried herself well throughout. So I love her for that, and she's dope. Who's on your next? Who's two for you?
All right, so I'll do the dudes. The dudes that I have Busta, right? I put Eminem.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
I put Kanye.
Yeah.
I put Jay-Z.
Yeah.
I went back and I put Run DMC.
Whoa. Wow.
And then I'm on the fence. I was like, LL Cool J, but he did, I mean, he rapped at the start of the game, and then he did like more like, yeah. I was like, oh, I don't know. And then for the ladies, of course, Foxy Brown. I have Mary J. Eve, I heart Eve. And then Queen Latifah, like, I can't not.
Yeah, yeah. I can't not. Oh, you did well. You did well. You represented the tri-state, like, hardcore.
Yeah.
From a certain area. You're like, nah, I'm not leaving the state. Did you pick anybody from outside of New York? I don't think so.
No, actually. So that's interesting. Yeah. Wait, go through your list, your entire list.
I got Buster. I got Eve. Eve's from Philly.
Yeah.
Philly, I think. Buster's from Long Island / Brooklyn. I got Biggie, of course. So another shout out to
him. I know. He's a good one.
So hard to choose your top five. And guys, if you remember last week, we said we were going to do this, or our last episode. And I was like, I have to sit down and do this. And then like day of, I was like, oh, my homework. So I made up this list before we came on. And I got Outkast because I love Big Boi and Andre 3000 so much. Oh, you know what? And Andre 2000 is on another list. See, I have a list, and he's going to have to be on my other list. Okay, we'll get to that list soon, guys. But okay. I saw them in concert once. Twice? Once or twice. I don't know. But once in Jones Beach. And I was so entranced. Is that the word? Like, to be obsessed with, right?
Yeah.
To, like, I didn't have good seats. I don't know where I was, but I was looking at this man. I was close enough that I could really see his face. And he's so talented. Outkast is so underrated because they're from the South, which is another problem with hip hop. I feel like the Southern rappers have to like prove themselves all the time. Just in life, people from the South always get like a, you know, like they're not as sophisticated. They're country boys. They don't know anything. But they were just so brilliant. And I think I had all their albums. There was a time where I knew all lyrics to everything, but I can't remember the stuff now. But Aquemini, one of my favorite songs. That last album they did with the split with the boombox, this, and they were just so creative. And shout out to Atlanta for that. They're dope. As a combo, I have Fat Joe and Remy Ma together.
Oh, Fat Joe, yes.
Yeah.
Yo, I think Biggie and Fat Joe I have to put Biggie and Fat Joe on my list.
I feel like Fat Joe's just fun galore. He's just fun and he just gets turned up. And even to the point where my very German husband knows a couple of Fat Joe songs because he loves him and he just thinks it's funny. We've seen him like do podcasts and stuff. Fat Joe is hilarious. All the Way Up, actually, the song All the Way Up is our alarm in the morning. Nothing can stop me. This is how we wake up in the morning.
That's so amazing.
I know. I'm so proud. I'm like, oh, and he's like bopping in the morning like I'm all the way up. Yeah. I wonder like what our neighbors think sometimes if it gets loud. But so that's my list. I think that's five people, right? I think that's
Yeah, I definitely have like more than five, but it's so hard to narrow it down.
I know. And out of respect, you always have to be like Nas and Jay-Z, who's on your list. Like,
Yeah.
those are just, I think they're like givens at this point. You know what I mean? Like, I'm tired of hearing them on people's top five, actually. I like our list. I love your list. You have a whole female list. Did you do it?
I did Foxy Brown, Queen Latifah, Mary J., Eve, and I don't know. I have a fifth that's open.
Who is doing things? Who's
Feel
doing
like I'm
things?
forgetting people. Oh, I mean, Nicki, of course. Like, I don't even think of, like, Nicki's always on my radar, but I mean, hello. She's, yeah, of course. Of course. I'm thinking more historically, like from back in the day. That's why, like, I haven't mentioned any of the more, like, present day.
Yeah, but I know I love your additions. They're really, really good. Mary J. Oh, we love her. I think we've
I love
spoken
her. I
so much about
adore her so much.
her. She has a Lifetime movie. I
I
think.
know I saw that, but I'm hesitant to watch those movies because it's like I saw the Wendy one. Shout out to Wendy.
Yes.
Shout out to Wendy. May she be resting.
Resting, yes, period.
But yeah, no, I saw it the other day and I'm hesitant to watch those Lifetime movies because I don't know like how true they are. Like, is it a depiction of it or is it like loosely based on true events or is it like, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't have Lifetime anymore, but I somehow it's in my feed. I heard Toni Braxton had a movie. Keisha Cole had a movie. I'm like, what is going on over here? Like,
Yeah, I guess that's the new thing.
they're a part of the production, which is good because like so many, I'm glad these movies are made, whether they're true or not. I don't even care. If the artists themselves are part of the production, that means they're going to get money. And
Yeah.
so if they're going to get money, I'm happy because these horror stories about not getting their money, TLC, all of them, Lifetime, give them a check, please, immediately.
Yeah.
I don't know if they want to tell their version of the story. I don't mind, you know.
Yeah.
So it's really good. We're bleeding here. We're gonna bleed. We're gonna bleed list here because he was on my hip hop list, and now he's on my, what's that list we're doing? We were talking
We're
about.
doing hall passes.
We're doing hall passes. We talked about it last time, guys. I don't know if you remember, but last ep, we were talking about hall passes, and I don't even know how we got into that, but we were. And I came up with my hall pass list, and I think I introduced him in my last time. My first and number one is Idris Elba.
Yeah, I kind of want to take them from you, but I won't.
I kind of don't want to give that to
Okay.
you. Or
All right, I'll cross
lend.
them off.
I don't think you could have that at all. Like, this man just continues to stay beautiful and even more beautiful as time goes by. So I don't even know how this works. So he's upsetting me, actually. I just don't know what he's doing. He's so beautiful. A
He
dream,
is,
a
and his
dream.
voice, when he opens up his mouth, it's like so, yeah.
When I found out this man had a British accent, I lost my mind. No, it's overload. It's a system overload to be that beautiful and then have this like dope accent. Nah, man, it's too much. It's too
It
much.
is too much.
They can handle him as James. What is it? James Bond? It's too much. Anyway, so who's on your list? We're going tip for
I don't
tat here.
have anyone. I have that cop that you make fun of me for.
Nobody knows this man. He might as well be your like mailman. Nobody
It's
knows who
like
this
hall
person
passes
is.
need to be celebrities, right? Right. They need to be celebrities. I don't know. I haven't thought about it. I'm trying to brainstorm. My first thought, I was like, okay, maybe like a Justin Timberlake. I was
Okay.
like, okay.
I feel like Justin's been on many other lists for you. I feel like you stand by him.
No, I haven't actually had him. I haven't put him on anything. I still got to think it through.
I love that your hall passes are not fully formed. Now, I think everybody knows what a hall pass is, right, guys? So,
But
should we explain?
we should probably say what it is just in case.
A hall pass is whether or not you are in a relationship or the person you desire is in a relationship or not. This is someone that you are free to have relations with, should you be lucky enough to meet this person. And it's usually someone famous, right? You can't just tell your significant other, I want to hook up with the guy,
Right.
down the block or something or at work. So it's usually someone you're probably never going to meet. So people are safe to say who their hall passes are. So I have mine, and okay, we just put just Elba out there, and I know you kind of want to borrow him, but that's not going to happen. So my second one is a huge crush from the 90s because he's humongous and gorgeous, and his name starts with Brendan, ends in Frasier.
Oh, really? Okay.
When this guy was George of the Jungle.
Wow, he's on your list, really?
Oh, for years.
Wow, that surprises me. I feel like I didn't know this.
Okay.
We've never talked about him.
Listen, there was a movie that he did, and like everybody, pause, go look for it on your phone. There's a movie he did called Still Breathing that is an indie film, him and this girl, Joanne Goings, like going somewhere. And he was so beautiful in this movie and so sensitive and cinematography. Everything about this movie is perfect. It was shot in Houston. So beautiful. And like everything you've seen him do, like Encino Man and all that kind of stuff in the 90s, he was like fun and doofy. But this one, I fell in love with him. And people give him so much crap, like in the last few years. I don't know. I'm glad he's back working and everything. But he's still beautiful. He's always eternally beautiful to me. I love him. So that's two. And I did talk about Andre 3000. He's on my list.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Andre 3000 is up there. He's a gorgeous man. Love his mole on his face. It's so cute. he's so beautiful. Like, he could do anything. He could do no wrong to me, too, except for the acting thing. But I love Wildwood. Idlewood. That's a great movie. And so he's three. Bobby freaking Cannavale.
I know this. This I know. Girl,
for a minute, right? I think I've been talking about him for...
Forever. For a decade. More than a decade. Because when did we first talk?
2007 or 8.
So that's like almost 20 years.
Yes.
Yeah. And he was around back then.
You're joking.
Well, okay. Wait. 2000 and
it was around the first election for Obama. I remember the first time.
So it's at least 15 years.
Holy crap.
If not more, right?
Oh, has it been? That's insane to me.
Yeah.
I can't do math right now. My brain hurts.
Yeah. I think it's almost 20 years.
Yeah. Holy. What? No,
and I haven't aged ever, so I don't know how that math works out.
Yeah, but no, you already done school by then.
Was I? I don't know. When we first met, I wasn't, and then when we talked, towards the end, I was, I think.
Yeah. Wow, time flew. That's insane. I don't want to talk about it. Listen, the time part, I don't want to talk about it. But Bobby Cannavale, all to say, Bobby Cannavale is so, so hot. You know who, guys, from Will and Grace. He played Will's husband, like, at the end in the last, he was the cop, the very beautiful cop that Will got with at the end. And I love him. If you haven't seen him in Boardwalk Empire, you need to see him. I feel like either he's ahead of his time or he's, like, past his time, because, like, he's up there to me with the Al Pacinos and the De Niros. They should have gave him a good mob movie years ago. Because what he did on Boardwalk Empire was phenomenal. And if you're into mob stuff like me, this is like a stellar performance. He was amazing. He's just a magnetic, thank you, performer. Rose Byrne, I think, his wife. She's so lovely. I don't want to talk about it. I can't even, though. And my last one on the list, I don't know, five or six. I don't know. I don't know what number I'm on. And then I can't forget this other guy. Hold up. Blair Underwood.
He's common, though. I feel like he's too pretty for me. Like, I can't do the too pretty, like the too fine. Like, you're too fine. I can't. Yeah.
I watched Set It Off the other day. My husband never saw it. And I was like, you have to see this movie, Set It Off. Queen Latifah, Jada Pinkett, you know, the whole deal. I forgot how beautiful he was. Like, I forgot. I was just like, you were so beautiful in the 90s. And then so I had to do a Google search. My man looks the same. And I think he's like 60. Okay. Stop it. Stop. Why do you look so beautiful today? Still, I can't. He's so underrated too. I need him to be more things. I know he was in Sex and the City, right?
Oh yes. You know, I was thinking of someone else, but he is fine now. Okay, I was thinking of somebody else, but yes, he was in Sex and the City. He's so good looking. He was also in like The Adventures of Old Christine or The New Adventures of Old Christine, whatever that show is.
I did see him. I caught an episode. Wanda Sykes was in there, right?
Yes. We should do all time comedian lists too.
I know. Oh my God. That's another thing. And then it's going to be separated by female and male too. I mean,
I don't know if I can narrow it down though. That'll be our next one. We'll be comedians.
Female comedians. Yeah. Or comedians in general. Yeah. I'm going to mix them up.
Okay.
So wait, I did pop. And my last, people may not know who he is, but you should, and you should find out. His name is Chris Messina. Okay. And he's from one of my favorite sitcoms of all time. That you can find on Hulu, thank you. Called The Mindy Project. And if you don't know him by his real name, you know him by, oh my God, I just forgot. I just blanked. What? Oh my God. No joke. He's the password to many things of my, like.
He's like your email address.
I just think he's so phenomenal. Very Italian. Very, very Mediterranean man. He's just gorgeous. So, yeah, he's definitely in my top five. I don't know how many people I said, but I'm very proud of my list.
Your list is good. It's a variety. I have to finalize my hall pass because I'm not content. I'm content with the one that I have. I have to finalize my hall pass. I have to think about it. And then we've got to think about comedians, too. But I think you're right. It's a disservice to do one for female and male because it's like it's the equal caliber.
Hello, another breakdown. We just did our hall passes, and why can't there be females on our hall passes,
Listen,
too?
Listen, I'm down with that. I'm going to think about mine. I can't think of...
We did it again.
I know.
We did it again.
But that's like no fault to our own. That's just how we've been socialized.
What? Tell them. We've been socialized.
Tell them, people.
We've been socialized and conditioned this way. Oh, we just divide. It's crazy. But when I'm thinking about female hip hop now and I'm thinking about these girls and their lyrics now, that's crazy. I know my little Kim and Foxy, they were saying some pretty explicit things, but these girls today are just out of pocket, man. I can't deal with them. Like, I'm just like, what are you talking about? Anyway, that's another subject altogether. So, I'm so glad we got this off of our chest. I was very curious to know the list, even though you're not finished yours.
I gotta work on mine.
No, I know you guys are gonna want to know, so she has to really complete this assignment. So
I will. That's my assignment for next week.
For serious, but pretty soon I have to get ready.
Yeah, what are your plans? You're going out tonight. I'm not, but you are.
I chose the worst day to go out. It's been raining since 6 a.m. So, and it's going to rain into the evening, and I'm just too old for this to be putting on raincoats just to go to dinner. Like, I don't want to, but
yeah.
And I tried to kind of cancel it. I'm the biggest flake in the world. It's awful.
And I get it. And you're partially right, but you also have been following through on that plan though. So it's like, yes, I understand what you're saying. And I feel like you're inherently like, you feel like you don't always follow through, but you have been going out.
Yeah.
So it's been good.
I mean, I guess. I don't know. I just feel like I don't go out as much as I probably should. And it's good to socialize. It's good. Socialization is good. I love that word. That's the word for the day. I just, I feel like, I need to get out there more. But I love being home and I like being comfortable, you know, comfortable clothing. But there's a beauty about going out when you put your makeup on and you do your hair and you put on an outfit, then you're like, oh, I did it. I look great. Or whatever the case is. And then you're ready to go out. But the whole process is just annoying to me. So,
yeah.
I'm going to cook. I'm going to bake something really nice for hubby. And so I'm going to do that before I get ready to go out for dinner. But what are you getting into today?
Nothing. I have a little bit of work. And then I'm going to go home. I'm going to chill with the dad. Try to help around. Like do some stuff around the house. I have to catch up with like a little bit of work. So it's like a chill day. I'll watch my cop show tonight, pass out early. And tomorrow I'll do a fitness class.
Are you going bowling?
No bowling tonight. I'm resting my arms. Form and
Well,
technique. Form and
I'm sure
technique are very important.
I know that.
Nothing I say sounds right. What are you gonna do?
Cool.
What are you gonna do?
You know what I want to do? Go roller
What?
skating. I
Roller
want to, like,
skating. Bring back roller skating.
listen, I watch these little
Are
TikToks. I
you
don't
good
know.
at roller skating?
I used to be, I feel like. I think
Okay.
I'm not sure. I feel
Is
like,
it
or maybe
very
I'm just,
gravelly there though, or no?
no, I'm in the ring.
Oh, you mean like going to a place? I meant like outdoors, just like roller skating to roller skate.
Nah, do you remember when we had like inline skate at one
Yes.
point? And like, that was like a humongous thing for so long, and then like disappeared at the bottom of your closet. They're at your parents' garage. I don't see anybody roller skating here ever. We got a lot of scooter action, but no roller skates. And I think I want to get some roller skates. I don't think I can
Okay.
use them in the
I think
street.
that's a good exercise.
Yeah. I want to go to a ring though. Doing all these tricks. Oh, they're so hot. I love it. And I know,
Yeah.
like in the South, it's a big thing, but we like stopped doing that a long time ago up north. Yeah, we just stopped skating. I don't know what happened. I think everybody had like an ice skating, roller skating party. Did you?
I remember the first time this is back in the day. I remember wanting roller skates, not really. I lived in Queens in like a very like small apartment, and I remember my roller skating. I remember still getting it. It was like light pink with like ice cream cone on it, and I would just roller skate in the kitchen downstairs, like back and forth.
Oh, I love it.
So
That's
there was
so
no
cute.
rink. There was no roller skating play dates. Like we didn't do that. We didn't do
Yeah.
that. But I roller skated like back and forth in the kitchen.
But a lot of people used to have like roller skating parties,
Yeah.
like when you were 7, 8.
Even adults too. I feel like it became popular again.
It did?
Yeah, I think so. Actually, you know what? I shouldn't say that. You know what my reference is, which is a terrible reference, and we should talk about like the terribleness of certain reality shows. One of the housewives, they just recently did like an 80s like roller rink party.
Which franchise? Who? Wait, who?
Was it Jersey, maybe?
Okay.
Jersey. Yeah.
Jersey.
And I used to
Oh,
be really down with like all the housewives like shows, but not so much anymore.
okay. I said franchise. No, they're part of that. That's what I meant
Yeah.
to say. Oh, you got it. Which branch? I just can't believe it's still
There's so
going on.
many. I know they're making, but it's like whoever thought of that. It's like it's so stupid, it's smart. Like someone said this. I think it was like Bethany Frankel who like coined the phrase, like it's so stupid, it's smart. Like her Skinny Girl cocktail. Like it's not like very, it just makes sense, right? Like it's just like so dumbed down, but like it's such a smart and trendy like idea. But it's the same thing with the Housewives. It's like it caught on. There's like one for every city. It's
I don't know the whole idea. These women just keep trying to top themselves week after week, and it's just so annoying, the fights and the this. It's just
I
so
know.
weird.
And the plastic surgery, oh my God, the most recent one. It's like, I thought you were supposed to look better with plastic surgery. Like, they all look, it's bananas. There's like one or two, but like, it's bananas.
Yeah, it's crazy. The jail time, like all of it. Like, I don't think it's healthy. I just don't think it's like a healthy thing to try to live like them. It's like unrealistic and it's crazy. And their children are just gonna be forever like weird, no? I mean, to be on TV so young
Yeah.
constantly, I don't
Yeah.
know. It's weird. It's not my problem. They signed up for it, not me. But I'm glad to say I never watched not a one.
Yeah, you definitely were never into that stuff.
I was not. I was not. But listen, I think we have to wrap up today.
Yeah,
I
we
think
do.
you got to go handle some stuff. You got things to do, and I got things to go do or not do.
So are you gonna get ready? So what's the look for tonight?
I have no idea. Like I said, the city, the weather's constantly changing, so who knows? I just know it's gonna rain all day, and it's chilly. You can tell, like, I'm not even myself today. I just feel out of it just because I don't know, but I don't know. I think I'm gonna end up having some fun. But there's no bar hopping when it's raining. I'm not hopping to nowhere, I'm staying in one location and then going home, you know.
Yeah.
So we're just going to dinner, we'll see whatever happens later. It's been so good to catch up with you.
Yes, as always, my dear. Always a good time. Definitely lots of fun. And yes. We will definitely do something again soon, right? We'll do this week.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So you have fun when you go out. Hit me up if anything goes down that I should know about.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes, you too. You too.
So I hope you all like what we chatted about today.
Thanks for stopping by.
Yes. All right. Chill, y'all. Bye.
Bye.
Great news. You can now follow That's Not The Point on Twitter, X, or whatever it's called now. Plus, drop us a line at notthepointpod@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.